putting God before yourself on today, and then tomorrow you forget all about it. This is a life. This is an everyday walk. Hallelujah. The Lord has surrounded us. And you know what? We are in the very middle of his parameter. Hallelujah. And he is covering us with his love and his protection. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, walk before me, Lord. I need you to walk before me. And when God walks before us, he is opening up the right path for us. It is for the good. It will strengthen us. It will help us. It will lead us in the right way and lift us above harm and all danger. Lord, would you walk before me every day of my life? I want you to know that God is always ahead of you. Every step that you take, God is always ahead. Even when life makes us feel so uncomfortable. Hallelujah. See, that's the enemy. The world is the enemy. You got to understand that. And it makes us feel so uncomfortable. Hallelujah. The problems that we have. Hallelujah. The world wants you to do what? To focus on the circumstance. To focus on the problem. Hallelujah. But if we learn to focus on the problem solver, if we learn to focus on God and put God before us, hallelujah, things will be made peaceful. Hallelujah. God will help us. Lord, walk before me. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been so good, and I thank you. So, it says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and 10. What God is saying? God is telling us something. He's telling us, hallelujah, don't be like Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be like Israel. Oh, glory to God. Israel got in trouble. Israel got in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Because they were thinking about the consequences. Hallelujah. They were thinking about the problem. Oh, hallelujah. And after all of the guidance that God had given them through Moses, and everything that Israel had seen, hallelujah, in their exodus, on their way out of Egypt, the Bible says that he led them, he went before them, hallelujah, in a pillar of cloud. It was a cloud. The cloud shall have glory. He went before them. He led them. He was in front of them, and they were following the cloud. Then it said at night, glory to God, he didn't leave them. He didn't forsake them. He led them by a pillar of fire. Glory to God. God has always been before his people. Glory to God. But when you think you know everything, when you think that you can solve the problem yourself, when you think that you can get out front, you're making a terrible mistake. Let the church say amen. Oh, glory to God. Don't be like Israel. Oh, glory to God. Because, hallelujah, in spite of everything that God did for them, glory to God, led them out of Egypt. Hallelujah. He was before them. Then they led them to the Red Sea. And see, they thought that it was all over. But see, God was before them. When they got to the Red Sea, he was before them, and he was also behind them, because it was the pillar of fire that kept Pharaoh's army back. Thank you, Jesus. Then, hallelujah, Moses stood on the rock, and he called out to the people of Israel. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the glory of God. And he raised up his staff, which was a symbolic of the power of God himself. And the sea began to spread. Oh, hallelujah. God walked He served their problems. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But see, when you lose track of what God has done, oh, hallelujah, problems is going to come in your life. Well, what you talking about? We have a tendency to forget about the goodness of God. When one little problem, two little problems come in our life, hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? I said, is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Why do we act like that God can do some certain things and then there's certain things that he can't do? Now watch this. God was feeding the children of Israel, hallelujah, in the wilderness. Story tells us that they didn't even wear shoes, didn't even wear out. He was protecting them. Glory to God. God had gave them the promised land. He spoke it. He told them, say, go into the land. Go into Canaan and take the land. So Moses sent out some spies. And when they came back with a report. Glory to God. Scripture tells us that two of the spies, glory to God, had a good report. And one of them had a bad report. Thank you, Jesus. What did the children of Israel do? They thought on the bad report. Hallelujah. See, when you concentrate and you think about on the problem, on the circumstances, problems and circumstances will not allow you to focus on the one who can solve your problem. The Bible tells us that man can't serve two masters. You can't think about that problem and then think about God. Hallelujah. Give your problem to the problem solver. Yeah. Hallelujah. Learn to look spiritually. Know that God will not leave you. God will not forsake you. Hallelujah. We will have problems. There were problems when you were born in this world. And when you die, problems gonna be here. But if you die in him, thank you, Jesus, you got a source of help. You got a source of encouragement. He will lead you and guide you and bring you out of your situation if you let him. Hallelujah. Lord, would you go before me? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is teaching me every day. Oh, hallelujah. I'm learning to focus on him. Hallelujah. I don't want to get upset. Hallelujah. Because see, if I focus on the world will get me upset. I might cuss. Thank you, Jesus. I might do anything. I might go inside somebody's head. But if I focus on Jesus and on his goodness, glory to God, when I look around at the problem, it's gone. That's how God works. Glory to God. God, you can't put him on no time schedule. He's time himself. He knows when to bring you out. Hallelujah. If you give your life to Christ, hallelujah. I'm telling you, saint, that God will bring you out. Hallelujah. How do I know that he'll bring you out? Hallelujah. I'm not just speaking, just to be speaking. God has brought me out. Hallelujah. In all of my situations. Hallelujah. God will bring you out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was the problem that I was going through in my life. I learned to pray. Prayer will allow God to bring you out. I also learned to fast because of the problems that was in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. I can't go back. I won't go back. Jesus has been good to me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I come here this morning to tell you that God wants to walk before you. God wants to walk behind you. He wants to bring you up in the rear. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When I was in the army, hallelujah, they had a place they called the safety zone. Hallelujah. We'd go up to the front. We would fight all day. You might fight a month. Hallelujah. But when that month or that week was over, you come back into the safety zone. Well, God is your safety zone. Thank you, Jesus. Learn to get in that AO, that area of operation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will not let no harm come on you. Lord, walk before me. Walk behind me. Oh, glory to God. I'm in the middle. Glory to God. When the Lord take a step, hallelujah, then you take a step. Hallelujah. Learn to be patient. Learn to wait on him. Glory to God. There's a blessing in the waiting. Oh, glory to God. There's a blessing in the praying. Thank you, Jesus. You might come here and you might even pray at home. You get on your knees. You got a problem. But there's something when you come and you come face to face with the Master. Glory to God. That's comfort. Hallelujah. That's comfort from being in his presence. Glory to God. You come here weighed down by the cares of this world. Oh, hallelujah. But when I get on my knees, I begin to pray. Jesus, 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 I'm calling on you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, you know my situation. Lord, you know every hair on my head. Lord, I'm giving this problem to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give it to you. I give it all to you. Oh, glory to God. Lord, bless you. Save me. Preserve me, Lord. Lord, will you keep me? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. God will keep you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. He's my prop. Oh, glory to God. He's my crutch. Hallelujah. He's my cane. Thank you, Jesus. I remember down West Virginia when Mama used to wash, and she would go out in the backyard and she would hang those clothes on the line. The weight of the clothes would get so heavy. Hallelujah. She would reach back. Glory to God. She didn't take the clothes off the line. Hallelujah. Because the line served a purpose. She reached back. She might have went to the woods. She chopped down a little old tree. She bring it back. She propped that line up. Let God be your prop. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to him. He will hold you up. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. I love him. I love him.
Jesus.
Glory to God. I love him because he loved me first. Hallelujah. Let him walk before you. If you allow him to walk before you, some of the situations that we get in, we wouldn't get in. I've learned God wants us to be Hallelujah. The only way that we can be perfect is walking in Him. Mm-hmm. Because He is the only perfect one. He's the only human that came here and did not see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is famous for caring and preparing for greater things for us. He walks ahead to fight the battle. Glory to God. That we fear we can't win. You know, there are some battles that we fear we can't win. So see, when you know you can't win, why do you go out there and fight it anyway? Glory to God. Give it to God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. He wants to fight your battle. Hallelujah. Face it. Face your problem. Tell your problem. Problem. I give you to the Lord. Kind of walk away. And watch God solve your problem. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will calm the seas that we are convinced that will beat us up. Glory to God. He softens the blows we worry that will take us down. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with falling. Hallelujah. As long as you don't allow that problem to knock you out. Glory to God. If you get knocked down, hallelujah, get back up. Glory to God. Shake it off. Say, for God I live, and for God I'll die.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He knows the road that every one of us is on. Hallelujah. He understands our coming traumas. Hallelujah. Sister Unique, He knows the trauma, hallelujah, that you're going through. All He wants you to do is say, Lord, I give it to you. Believe in your heart. Hallelujah. That's all it takes. You don't need no money to believe God. All you need is the faith, the size of a mustard seed. And once you give that problem to God, I don't care what your mind says. I don't care what your friends say. I don't care what your parents or your family say. But believe and trust in the Lord. And watch the Lord begin to bring you out. You know, hallelujah, when you go fishing and you cast your rod out into the water, hallelujah, and you watch your fish line and you watch your pole, hallelujah, glory to God. And when the fourth pole begins to bend and nibble, you say, hallelujah, Satan, he's nibbling at God's lifeline. Hallelujah, he's nibbling. All of a sudden, he thinks he got you. Hallelujah. But he got a hold of something that he can't have. And God will pull that line, sink, and hook him. And wheel that problem in. And cast that problem into the sea of forgiveness. God will not allow Satan to conquer you in this life if you believe him. Glory to God. He knows how to lead us through our problem. He knows everything. Hallelujah. No matter what path you walk down, God is one step ahead. No matter what mountains we come up against, don't you know God has already climbed that mountain for you? No matter what journey of uncertainty we encounter, hallelujah, God is 100 steps ahead of you. Hallelujah. He's laying out the path if you allow him. Hallelujah. See, the world is full of booby traps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to watch where you step. Hallelujah. You got to allow God to be your footprint. You got to walk in the steps of God because God knows every booby trap. Hallelujah. That the world has for you. But if you walk in God's step, glory to God, the world won't blow you up. Thank you, Jesus. See, the world wants to blow us up. Hallelujah. Especially those who have Jesus and are living right. But you got to step in the steps of the Master. Because He wants to lay the right path for you. Hallelujah. He is uncovering our goal. And He's laying out our rewards just for us. Thank you, Jesus. What am I saying? Do you know what that means? It means that he is before us. Glory to God. He is before us. And we can worry less. Stop worrying when you give it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, hallelujah, will see you through. Lord, walk before me and behind me. He's bringing up the rear. Glory to God. Because Satan, if he ain't going to attack you from the rear, he definitely want to try to get you on the blind side. Hallelujah. We need God in our lives. And we need him more than we ever need him before. And you can't get him sitting at home. Hallelujah. Especially on Sunday, where the family of God comes and assemble themselves together in his presence and the awesome power of God. When we come and we assemble ourselves together, we allow God to minister to every situation that we have going on in our life. Hallelujah. God cares for you. God cares for you. Hallelujah. Don't think that you're not going to have any problem. If you probably had, you think you got problems. Probably if you had Sister Greta and myself problems, you'd probably say, Lord, come and get me. But see, God knows how much you can bear. If his load get too heavy, he's going to take some of it. But see, you got to go through. If we don't go through nothing, how can God show his power?
Jesus.
How can God show his glory?
That's right.
Hallelujah. He will bring you out. We are just some hard-headed people. Hallelujah. We are hard-headed. Glory to God. I remember mom, I can hear my mom, boy, you hard-headed. I'm going to break you. Hallelujah. And I know exactly what that meant. I'm going to get a whooping. The Bible said that he chastised those whom he loved. Hallelujah. Whooping, hallelujah, will make you straighten up. Hallelujah. The Bible said you spell a rock, spoil the child. We put it in the spiritual term. Glory to God. If you don't listen to God, God going to whoop you. Hallelujah. He's going to whoop you because you didn't listen to him. Glory to God. Listen to the master. Give your problem to him. And know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, he won't fail. There's no failure in him. Oh, now, don't look to me. Glory to God. Don't look to me. I might tell you one thing today. 3 minutes later, I'd have forgot about it, honey. But see, that's how we are. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, I got up at 6 o'clock. Well, 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. I was getting dressed to come to our 6 o'clock prayer. Left out the bathroom to go in the room where I was dressing there to get something. Had it on my mind when I left the bathroom. And by the time I got to the room, I forgot. See, that's how this world operates. Glory to God. See, you'll forget stuff. We'll forget things, but God never forgets. Glory to God. The only thing that he forgets is when we ask for forgiveness. And he throws your sins over into the sea of forgetfulness. See, he forget that, but we don't forget it. See, we don't forget when people do wrong. We always can bring that up. Glory to God. Man, do you remember when he did that? Glory to God. People die in the grave. We die paying tribute to him. And you hear people, man, I remember when he did this and he did that. They can never say something good about somebody. Let's learn to say something good. I love him today. I love him. I love him. Glory to God. I'm not here. Hallelujah. I don't want none of you to be lost. I don't. What's the use of coming to church? Sitting in church ain't going to be lost. Just like when we go to school. Hallelujah. We give a test. The teacher says, you got a test at the end of the month or next week. Give us the study material. And if you study that test, you'll pass it. And I don't know why some of us are getting mad because we ain't studied one bit. And then when we pass the test, have the audacity to get mad.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because you failed the test. You're supposed to fail. Fool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is preparing us for a great reward that he has. Hallelujah. Stay in it. Believe him. No matter what the world says. And in my closing, thank you, Jesus. Watch your young kids. Watch what they're watching on these cell phones. These iPads that you're giving them. Glory to God. The mess that I hear that's going on, The devil knows how to get us. He gets us through the young people. We think that we all this because we are able to go and buy a $500 trick, whatever they're using. Hallelujah. But we got to learn to say no to some of this stuff.
Jesus.
And then if you are giving it to them, watch what they're doing. Hallelujah. Just like the Bible say, the same, know them that labor among you. Know what your kids is watching too. That don't only go for saints, that go for the kids. Because the devil wants to kill the future leaders.
That's right.
My son, right today, I regret when we gave him that cell phone at that young age. I'm just that's me. Because sometimes, you know, remember that old colloquial conversion, they don't leave home without it. Hallelujah. You find people that come to church and they done left their Bible, left a Sunday school lesson. Do you think they'll go back home and get it?
No.
Oh, I left my phone. Well, they're going to go back and get it. Something is wrong with
yes,
that.
Yes. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Something is wrong with it when we put an idol before God. Hallelujah. Let's don't get caught up in that mess. Glory to God. But the moment a situation comes, glory to God, when you hit rock bottom, oh my God, you can't say Jesus enough. And you want him to come in and pull you up. You hypocrite, you. Glory to God. Give God what's belongs to him. Jesus said, told his disciples when it was tax time. He said, render unto Caesar what Caesar. Render unto God what is God. This is what we have to do. Glory to God. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put him first. Let him lead you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? When he leads, you don't have to do like, see, you don't have to put a bridle in the Holy Ghost's mouth because he knows where to go. You know, like if you put a bit in a horse's mouth, even though he leads, you got to pull him this way and pull him that way. The Holy Ghost knows where to lead you. Hallelujah. When we put him first, hallelujah. Father, we come at this very hour to say thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that your word has touched someone that will empower them through your word to make it another day. Lord, you loved us so. And Lord, we are attempting, we are trying to love you back. To love you, my God, in the giving of ourselves back to you. Use us any way, my God, that I see fit. Whatever it takes, Lord, we'll do it. I'm speaking, my God, from the house of prayer. We'll do it, Lord. Because we are putting you before us. Lord, remember this house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Faith. The size of a mustard seed. Can't even see it. That's all it takes to move God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.